And it was interesting because, I mean, it's somebody that there aren't many people that I would be scared of or intimidated by. No, I mean, most people I would meet and not think anything about them at all. I mean, people who are famous don't mean anything to me. You know, they're just normal people. I met so many that are jerks, so many that are just normal people that, or uninteresting people, that it doesn't impress me. But the only person that I would be in awe of would be Paul McCartney, just from my youth days where, you know, in the 60s, where they were just up there, you know, that they were unapproachable. He was doing a lot of sessions with a lot of musicians at the time, gathering material for his album that's out now, and he's doing a lot of demos. And I did a session for somebody else, for Phil Ramone, who was producing McCartney's album, and through doing that session, I was invited down to do a week with McCartney at his studio. Well, he's a great singer. I mean, it's wonderful what he does, and just to, without sounding soppy, it was really nice to see somebody in a studio and just kind of sing their heart out on every run through. You know, probably most singers would say, "Here's the song." It goes like this, and then they wouldn't sing it again because they'd probably be saving their voices or something. But he just singing live. I mean, is so much into his music. He's a great performer. He's a great singer.